This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You know, I flatter myself to think you would have even thought about this, but in honor of our scheduled visit with Ross Tucker, you know, in part, I decided to invoke the Ross Tucker rule of dressing, in that it is like 47 degrees and I'm in shorts and a t-shirt, because how long am I going to be outside, right? I mean, what do I need coats and pants for? I'm not superstitious, or else maybe a flat tire and now I'm out there in the cold. But Ross, it's a tribute to you. I mean, you're in LA, so hopefully you're not overdressed, but I'm in here in shorts today. I don't see this changing necessarily either. I think I can handle the 10-second walk to my car.
You might be coming that guy. You're going to be shorts in February.
Hey, Ross, you just made so much sense that day.
There's no question. I appreciate the ode to my dressing style. It's interesting because flying out here, I've noticed I've been wearing these, like, I don't even know what they're called, but like stretchy pants on planes, because sometimes planes can be unusually cold, and I don't like to have my legs cold if I'm trying to sleep. Like, I don't mind that in a normal temperature, 68 to 74, let's call it, but sometimes I feel like planes can be colder than that. So, for example, I'm taking the red eye back, and I'll have a pair of shorts on the ready in my bag, but I'll be wearing those stretchy pants, predicting that the plane is colder than anticipated. But this is a good topic because I did not realize that this hotel out here in LA has an outdoor pool. And as I think we've discussed before, I absolutely adore swimming. The problem is I did not bring a bathing suit. So I just swam in my boxer briefs. And, you know, that's one thing. It kind of looked like bathing suits. There's only a couple people out here that probably wouldn't care. But I have some time before we leave to go to the stadium, and it is so nice out. It's like 70-something and sunny. So I'm trying to get some vitamin D. So I'm now talking to you guys, laying on a lounge chair at the side of the pool in my boxer briefs.
In your underwear. Let's call it what it is.
And the cool thing about the underwear is I think I got them for free from somebody. and it says on the front, lover and a fighter.
Oh, my God.
So I don't know if these are like Rocky themed or what, but I'm wearing lover and a fighter boxer briefs by the pool here in L.A.
You know, Ross, only a true artist like yourself can paint pictures with words like you just have. I don't even know. I feel like we should just shut the transmitter down.
Just
shut the station down and just take the rest of the day off. Maybe just roll right into the weekend. I mean, this is incredible.
See, I would even do this with my wife and daughters, and they would be absolutely horrified.
Yes.
But what I try to express to them is that confidence is a really important thing in life. Number one, confidence. And then number two, really genuinely not caring what these other three people out here by the pool think. I don't know who they are. They don't live near where I do. They're not friends of mine. And so why would I care what they think?
Well, that, I think, mostly is an admirable trait.
That is an excellent thing to teach your children.
You're also recognizable. Like, it's possible that if I'm out there at that pool and I don't know you, I'd be like, oh, my God, really? That's what this guy does? I mean, he can't afford a bathing suit? Even if it's in the gift shop? I don't know. I think I might be interested in this if I were at that pool.
That's a possibility. I don't know. It kind of could pass for like a European bathing suit, maybe. I don't know.
Yes, right.
It is L.A.
Well, I think you're, you know, what did you say? Lover and fighter? Is that what, I mean, that's way better than I like boobies or something. So, I mean, I think you're in decent shape there.
Well, they have that.
Yeah, but like the big thing is, I've never been one of those people that really gets embarrassed. And yeah, and maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it's just because I'm older now or, you know, I've had some modicum of success or whatever, but what am I, like, why would I get embarrassed? What am I going to get embarrassed by?
What
I'm
are you worried about?
I'm a 46-year-old married, slightly overweight man, two kids, good, solid paying job. I mean, I'm not like looking for prospects out here.
Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker with us on the Western Hotline. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side.
How close are these other people to you? Are they like way across the way, or are they right by you?
Well, the one guy just left when I started talking to you guys. I'm a little bit more concerned. Oh, there's another guy coming back. This might be a different guy or the same. I'm not sure. Now he knows I'm talking about him, so now it's a little bit awkward. Now I took it too far.
Right.
And then the other lady in the corner, she was doing yoga out here while I was swimming. So this is where it's happening. Gosh, some of these planes, we're so close to LAX. Can you guys hear in the background how loud some of these planes are?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, I'm at a airport. Like, I mean, I'm at a hotel across the street, but some of these big guys must be really, really, really loud. So, yeah, I got the Vikings and the Chargers tonight, Westwood One Radio. Not sure if you guys are carrying that.
We are. Yeah, I was listening to you last week on Bengals Steelers.
Oh, my gosh. That game was awesome. That game was so awesome. You know what I like a lot about the Bengals, by the way, is you can walk to their stadium and back. So, like, this game's incredible or whatever. And then it was so entertaining to just walk. You know, it's a 15-minute walk from the Bengals stadium, which they actually have naming rights for now, Paycor Stadium, to my hotel, which I think was a Westin maybe. But just to hear all the drunk Steelers, drunk Bengals fans yelling at each other, talking trash, I don't easily get a chance to experience that aspect of it. That was very enjoyable. I liked feeling like I was in the fray a little bit.
You need to know about Bulldogs' win from that game. I mean, listen to this, Ross. Bengals to win, Chase to score a touchdown, Flacco over 250.
Mm-hmm.
Noah Fant to score a touchdown. Darnell Washington to score a touchdown. I mean, what? What did that pay?
Oh, my God.
180-1.
Five-legger?
Yeah.
180-1.
And the buyout, when the Bengals kicked the field goal to go up six late before the long Freiermuth touchdown that put Pittsburgh in front, the buyout was $2,100. And I didn't take it. And then that play happens, and I'm just like, okay, there's time left. go get him, Flacco. Go make it happen.
He did.
And he did. But, yeah, that was I cashed a big one there. That was really, really nice.
That is awesome. It's so funny because we just changed. So for years we did this Even Money Betting podcast on Tuesdays, which I think you guys know is really popular. It's myself and Steve Fezzik, who's a professional bettor, handicapper, whatever. And I was talking with, you know, one of my, I guess, bosses who works for DraftKings. And he said, you know what people haven't figured out? I said, what? He's like, you guys never want to do parlays because you say it's not how you win and you're trying to help people win, blah, blah, blah. Did you don't realize a lot of people just don't care. They want to do a parlay. And it's funny because I had several of my buddies say to me, Ross, I just do $100 parlay every weekend, like, you know, three, four, five things. It makes the Sunday interesting. And I thought, you know what? Even though they're not the best odds, it's not your best chance to win, it's enjoyable to be able to follow it and kind of have the long shot. So we now do a second episode of the Even Money Betting Podcast. And on that, we give out some prop bets. We talk about the line moves since Tuesday. There's actually been a little line move. Was it the Bills game, maybe?
Yes.
And then certainly we get into some props and parlays. And people have really enjoyed us giving them some parlays with logic that they can trail.
I respect that. And Bulldog and I are totally different when it comes to this. I'm the straight bettor. But, like, I have Keenan Allen to score a touchdown tonight at plus 170. And I'm like, oh, great, $17. Cool. I mean, just not $3,700.
Right. I would rather lose $10 on a five-leg parlay than win $17.
Listen to him.
Like, I know that sounds ridiculous, but, you know.
There's no right or wrong. You know, different people, different strokes for different folks. They have different goals. You know, I would say, yeah, I mean, listen, people are very, very different in life with their money. I've learned that over the years, that's for sure.
I mean, what am I trying to do? Build an ROI on Keenan Allen touchdown bets? Doesn't seem like the best way of investing. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. It wasn't, I think, from the Even Money podcast, but instead your own podcast or one of your others, probably the Ross Tucker Football podcast, is where I saw the clip from Greg Cosell talking about the Bills' offense. And Ross, we're pretty much at a point, this is partly because they've lost their last two games and then had the bye week, that we're talking about that point he made every day. Like, are the Bills, we went from is too much on Josh Allen's plate to is enough on Josh Allen's plate around here. And I'm guessing that doesn't really surprise you.
No. I mean, that's why it's so funny, or not funny, I guess, whenever a team fires a coach, they always hire a coach that's like the opposite kind of guy. You know, like, if it was a disciplinarian, the next guy they hire is a player's coach. If it was a player's coach, then they bring in a disciplinarian. You know, people always, when things are not going well, people always want you to do the opposite of what you're doing. So the last couple games haven't gone well for the Bills. Listen, when the Bills were winning, the thought process was, man, it is so smart that they're not counting on Josh Allen to be Superman in all these games. They have a really good O-line. They have a good back in James Cook. They are very smartly leaning on those things. And when Josh has to be Superman in games, he can be, but it doesn't have to be the whole game. That's so smart of them to do that. And not only that, when they were playing the way they've been playing, it was, look how quickly they're helping Josh get the ball out of his hands. That's why he doesn't have as many turnovers. It's so rhythmic. I mean, in the same episode, which was today's show, Ross Tucker Football Podcast, with Greg Cosell, he talked about Patrick Mahomes being the fastest quarterback in the NFL to get the ball out of his hands. Quickest time, snap to throw. And he's like, it's so rhythmic. Everything's like, you know, taking the easy one, you know, easy catches, blah, blah, blah. But then when he described Josh Allen, it was, well, why aren't they doing more stuff down the field? Why isn't there more intermediate passing? To me, that's a little bit reactionary, and I love Greg, to the fact that they haven't had as much success. You know, nobody was complaining about the quick passing game and getting the ball out quick when the thought process was the receivers aren't that great and Josh can just get the ball out of his hands quickly. But now that they lost last couple games, now it's, hey, they need to have more deeper routes and let Josh drive the ball down the field.
Right. Well, now it's Carolina off a bye, and I don't know. Should we be nervous?
Yeah, you know what? I think you should be nervous. Andy Dalton is like, I guess, Joe Flacco light.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, everything we saw Flacco do to the Steelers a week ago, last Thursday night, Andy Dalton is capable of that at any moment. And I do think Andy Dalton will start. We have Dr. David Chow on that show you referenced, the Even Money Betting Podcast. He does not think Bryce Young will play. He said he's 50-50 for next week. He's the former Chargers team orthopedic surgeon. So you're going to get Andy Dalton. You're going to get Andy Dalton with a full week of practice. And you're going to get an Andy Dalton who's made a lot of money and has had success and probably wants to go out there and sling it, you know? And I saw it last year. They made the move. They benched Bryce Young. They put Andy out there against the Raiders, and he totally, totally torched them. Go back and watch his first start, because I did the Raiders game the week after. Now, he eventually reverted back to the mean a little bit, but the point is he's a veteran guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Who can absolutely come out and light it up at any moment. So that would make me a little bit nervous. I quite frankly would rather go against Bryce Young than Andy Dalton, especially like in a one-game situation.
Yeah, Mike has been saying that all week, and I've just been mostly thinking, if Bryce Young is healthy, I think his ceiling might be higher. But, you know, I did win a lot of money on Joe Flacco last week, so I'm respecting what you're saying about Dalton being capable. He's certainly not someone I would expect to get really confused easily by anything, whereas Bryce Young has played, an eighth of the amount of NFL football that Andy Dalton has? Maybe it's even less than that.
That's actually one of the interesting things about the Bills defensively is they don't really do much, if at all, to try to confuse the opponent. You know, I mean, I've talked with coaches, and you kind of know what you're going to get from the Bills. And that's another one that when they're having success, all people say is, man, I have so much respect for them. They don't really worry about the opponent. They do what they do, and they do it so well that they don't care what you're going to do. They know what their defense is. But then when you're not playing as well or you lose a couple games, it's, oh, my gosh, how can you let Stephon Diggs do this? How can you let this guy do that and that guy? You know, they got to change it up. They got to change the picture on the quarterback. They can't make it this easy, blah, 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 blah.
Who do you like tonight, Ross?
Boy, I don't know. I think I'll go with the Chargers. They might be getting their offensive tackles back. I guess it's a home game, although I'm expecting the stadium to be about half purple. The Chargers are going with an all-navy blue uniform tonight, which I think is interesting. I do think it's also interesting that money's come in on the Chargers to the point where they're laying 3.5. I really like the Vikings in that instance because this is a toss-up game to me. And so if you can get the field goal on a hook when it's a toss-up game, I love doing that. So I'll lean Chargers to win the game straight up, but I would very much take the Vikings and the 3.5, just like I would do the opposite. I mean, if the Chargers were getting 3.5, I would love them too.
You talked about doing the game in Cincinnati, a Thursday night game last week. These Thursday night games have been great. There's no time anymore for the Thursday night schedule as like the dregs of the NFL schedule. And, you know, I think that's probably, it's not entirely a coincidence. Amazon is, you know, making a big foray into this, and they're getting good matchups. And they're also getting good games. So, you know, Thursday night, you got to, you know, be open at least to a shootout again, like you had last week. Who saw last week coming?
Yeah, no, I think the NFL figured out they got to get better games on here, and they have been. Remember all those years when people were all complaining about Thursday games and it's terrible and short week and they shouldn't have them? haven't heard that in a couple years.
No, that's right. That's because when it started, it was really, we know this from being here, Ross, the only primetime games the Bills got for a long time were the Thursdays. It was like, it was a place that the teams that weren't ready for Monday night or Sunday night certainly got, okay, well, here's a night game for you. Just sort of, you know, give the fans and the organization something. But yeah, there was a lot of bad looking matchups.
Well, yeah, they tried to do the division thing. It felt like it was always like the Titans Jaguars in December, you know, and it wasn't the best matchup, but they've done a better job of it for sure.
It is radio, but we'll assume you'll be dressed for the broadcast.
Yeah, I got like a polo shirt. It's so nice to not have to wear a suit at all or even like a button down. I'm going straight polo shirt, and hopefully it's a great one, and hopefully I make my red eye, because if I don't, that's a problem.
You're not walking to the hotel or to the home after this game.
No, you're probably racing to the airport, I would imagine. Yeah,
Ross, always racing to the airport. Always. If there's a chance to race to the airport to get home earlier to my daughters, I'm doing it.
Thank you, Ross. Enjoy the game.
All right, see you guys.
All right, that was Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker. An all-time appearance there.
You cannot.
Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
I mean, I absolutely cannot defend him on wearing his underwear at the hotel pool. There's no chance that this gift shop in this hotel doesn't have a bathing suit. And it's probably $80 because that's how they get you.
Right.
But you cannot. Oh, no, it passes for a bathing suit. No way. There's no way it passes for a bathing suit. And he's like all, you know, he's all sort of not defensive, but all just like, listen, I'm not trying to meet girls. I'm not trying to impress anybody. I'm just out here having a swim. I love to swim. I don't care. I don't care how much you love to swim. You cannot wear your, I mean, if you're four, then
sure,
yes.
Sure, yeah.
A four-year-old, right. Old enough to be out of diapers, but he's just got his, you know, he's got his Incredible Hulk underoos on. Maybe that was me once. He's got his Hulk underwear, and it's kind of cute.
Yeah.
It's not cute when you're 46. There's nothing cute about it. It's wrong. It's wrong. Somebody needs to tell him no for once, I think. Maybe it should have been me or us.
I guess.
There.
I don't know. Like I don't know. I'm
guys.
Yeah.
Right? You cannot wear your underwear. I feel like Ross, if it weren't Ross doing it, he would agree. I align with his sensibilities on most subjects. Yeah, no, you can't, you know, different things, eating, different things we've talked about, mm-hmm, random things. Mm-hmm. I feel like I align with his sensibilities. But here, I don't know. You can't wear your underwear in the hotel pool as an adult. I think that's pretty obvious. But
I cannot believe all of that happened.
He gets to the, I'm picturing a certain pool in Vegas where I stay when I go out there, and maybe it's like that, where you're kind of on the rooftop, and you go out there, middle of the day, it's a Thursday, like you said, like nobody's there, right? Three people were there,
right.
You said. They didn't care. One woman's doing yoga. Nobody is, you know, that interested in Ross when he walks into the mm-hmm. scene, you know, he shows up at the pool, but I just don't think that matters. I don't care if nobody's at the pool, I think. I think it's just, you know, you cannot. Well, I've said it.
I think maybe you could get away with it if the lover and the fighter thing wasn't on the like
he's got writing on his underwear.
You could maybe, you know, like I can't tell. Is that a swimsuit? Is that underwear? Like whatever. I mean, what's the difference, right? It's one layer of cloth covering.
It's so easy to tell the difference though. The stitching usually will give it away. The band. I mean, there are pretty obvious clues. And he's pretending like there aren't. I don't know. I don't know what we just heard. Sal Capaccio at 5. Lines open at 803-0550. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.